the midst of a weekend celebration. And the lousy weather for today, rainy, unseasonably cool, high expected 55. Tomorrow, partial clearing, not as cool, high 65. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high 65 again. Right now, 48 degrees. If you were trapped in traffic yesterday on Pennsylvania Avenue, it was a demonstration by the handicap. They captured buses. They circled them in their wheelchairs like Indians. They used to circle the cavalry, protesting that it's hard for the people who use wheelchairs to use the buses. You know, they want lifts in every bus so that everybody that wants to take a bus in a wheelchair can wait at the bus stop and they'll have a special mechanical lift, cost 8 G's per bus. They want it on every bus. I think it's a good deal. Yeah, why not? Why not? Let's put them lifts on the buses. While we're at it, why discriminate against people, you know, that have polio? Let's put iron lungs on the buses while we're at it, too. Yeah, that way, you know, if you're in a hospital, you want to go to a ball game, put an iron lung on a bus. You know, why not? Or put a dialysis machine on there, too. Why discriminate against them people, you know? Let's put one of them. And now that I think about it, why discriminate against people in the ICU? I mean, let's put a respirator in there. Let's put a, you know, a cardio, what do you call, electrocardiogram in there. You know, and a easier machine. I mean, come on, let's load them buses up. It's time we got a little respect in here for the handicap. A little respect. You know what we need, really? I think what we need for the handicap is to have, like, some comic book hero that's handicapped. What do you think? You know, some bold, proud hero that everybody can identify with, handicapped or not, but especially for the handicapped, you know? Just picture it. Marvel Comics introduces somebody bold, proud. They call him
Wheelchair
Wounded and numb, he still was undaunted in his ever continuing fight against injustice, against inequality, and his fight for the American way. So, he took his ordinary wheelchair, and he took it into a metal shop, and with his blowtorch going, he added machine guns. He added LAWS surface-to-air missiles. He added a big bulletproof plate in the back. He supercharged that thing with a 454 overhead cam fuel-injected engine and became Wheelchair Warrior. Prowling the streets on full disability pension, Wheelchair Warrior had full time to devote to his day. Looking down at the scanner that he had built into the wheelchair, he adjusted it for all the police frequencies, checking his video monitor behind him. So no one could sneak up on him, he began his patrol. Suddenly, of a police channel 4, robbery in progress, 109, Blauman Boulevard. So instead of moving his wheelchair by hand, he decides to crank that thing up. Crank that thing up so he can head there at full speed to render aid. He's Wheelchair Warrior in pursuit. On the way there, he test fires his guns just to make sure they're working. Satisfied, it's full speed ahead. His long hair blowing back, his headband keeping it out of his eyes. Big, powerful, muscular arms from using that wheelchair. He gets on the scene. Sure enough, the robbers are just coming out. Sawed-off shotguns, big bags of money. He stops and says, "Halt! Wheelchair Warrior!" They turn as if to fire. He dodges behind a mailbox and just opens up! Flying in the air. People are diving for cover as he sits there with both barrels of his wheelchair just opening up. The force of it pushes him back against the parked car, but he still holds those buttons in the full auto position. Blowing away those maggots! But suddenly in the distance, it looks like the guy that was waiting in the getaway car is going to take off. He flips up his automatic sighting scope and opens fire with a surface-to-air missile. Sayonara! Kingdom come, and the townspeople rejoice. Another exciting case for Wheelchair Warrior. When suddenly, a policeman runs up and says, "Hey, you, You, the guy in the wheelchair, what do you think you're doing anyway? You got a license for that thing. You got a license to have another. You ain't got no signals on this thing. You ain't got no traffic lights, number one. Number two, you ain't got a license for automatic weapon. Number three, you ain't got a license for surface-to-air missiles. And number four, we are the police. We handle this. You blew up half the street. You blew up all the money. You blew up three people's lives that might have been able to have been taken alive. In short, you're messing in something that ain't yours. I'm going to teach you a lesson you'll never forget. And that cop grabs the wheelchair warrior, grabs him and brutalizes him. But the wheelchair warrior just smiles. Says, hey, officer, the joke's on you, buddy. I can't feel anything from the waist down. Ah! Make yourself- It's been a long week.